Hardline cleric admits intensity of protests in Iran surprised officials. By John Hayward on November 21, 2019. Ali Saidi, a hardline Iranian cleric close to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, admitted on Wednesday that top officials were surprised by the intensity of protests against the recent gasoline tax hike. Radio Farda reported Saidi said Ayatollah Khamenei has accepted full responsibility for the consequences of the plan to increase the price of gasoline in Iran. But then he proceeded to blame everything on the secular wing of Iran's government headed by President Hassan Rouhani. Protests that started November 15 after the price hike was announced have entered their sixth day on Wednesday and have reportedly gained momentum regardless of officials' claims about the situation being under control. But Saidi, who is the chief of Khamenei's political and ideological office, indicated that the protests came as a surprise. The officials did not expect widespread protests, he said. He attributed the problem to a poorly made decision probably by the Rouhani administration. Although he did not name anyone as the culprit, all the allusions he made to threats against the regime were about Rouhani's performance. He criticized Rouhani and his aides as westoxicated and trying to create a situation to surrender to the West, making poor decisions, and creating a bipolar situation in the society. He also said that some people want to topple the regime using the situation ahead of the parliamentary elections. However, he did not say who was behind the plan to change the regime. Radio Farda noted that Iran's extremist Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, which is loyal to the clergy, has also insinuated the secular legislature has been subverted by infiltrators. The IRGC on Thursday claimed incidents, big and small, caused by the rise in petrol price occurred in fewer than 100 cities over the past 6 days, and most of the disruptions were quickly ended thanks to the armed forces' insight and timely action. The IRGC claimed to have arrested the rioters' leaders in several towns, including the city of Shiraz, scene of some of the largest protest marches. For his part, Rouhani characterized the protests as a foreign plot and congratulated the Iranian people for defeating it on Wednesday. He claimed all the mayhem was caused by a small number of rioters supported by foreign and terrorist agencies, specifically the United States, Israel, and reactionary regional regimes, meaning Saudi Arabia and the other Sunni Muslim Gulf states. A senior Iranian security official claimed on Wednesday that the government blacked out the internet to keep it from being used by saboteurs seeking to coordinate terrorist actions across Iran. Given that the main elements of the mutinies have been arrested, God willing, the internet will be restored in the next days, he said. Comments from other officials suggested there is still debate within the regime about when to fully restore internet service.